Okay, so hopefully all of you did the homework that was given, and you have done some revision.
Yes, Mahoday.
Uttamam. See, again, I'm saying it'll be best if you revise, you know, after the class is over and the recordings links are sent. Just spend a few minutes listening or practicing what we have covered. Since it's a new language and most of us are new, it will be very helpful and we can continue where we left off in the next class. Okay, so basically we had covered this Mama Nama, Bhavatah Nama Kim, and Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. Right? So hopefully you have revised that. And then we covered this Saha Eshaha for Pullinga Shabdaha. Eshaha is nearby and Saha is far. Hopefully you all remember this. And then we looked at some objects, Syutaha, Balakaha, Marjaraha, Manthanaha, Vaidyaha. And then you ask the question, okay, for the shorthand, it will be Eshaha Kaha, Eshaha Deepaha. Or if it's this one, it will be Saha Kaha, Saha Marjaraha. Okay, and we looked at all these objects, darpanaha, padaha, parvataha, chamasaha, and so on. So, dantakurtaha. Shall we try a little exercise initially? Okay, I see some new faces, some new names. Anybody who's joining this class for the first time today? If anybody is there,
Hi.
please introduce yourself.
Sorry, I am Sumangala. I actually attended session one already, but mine was meant to be on Friday, but I couldn't make that. So this is because this is also session two, so I kind of joined this one because there was a list of multiple sessions we could join. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Can you introduce yourself in Sanskritam, Bhagini?
Mama Namaha Sumangala.
Mama Nama, not Namaha, Mama Nama.
Yes. Mama Nama Sumangala.
And ask me my name.
Bhavatah Nama Kim.
Samyak. Mama Nama Ajayaha. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Mama Nama Sumangala.
Dhanyavada, Bhagini. So hopefully you know this notation. Okay,
yes.
Far away and nearby. Saha, Eshaha.
Saha, Eshaha and, yeah.
Namaste, Ajayji. I'm Chandrasekhar here. This is also my first class. So sorry I missed last class. After I missed last class, I did not get the recording for the previous class. I got the recording from another session, which I listened to. But looks like
okay, no problem. You, if you get one, you will get them all. Okay. So you might have to search. This is session number two.
Yeah.
So you might have been added late, or I don't know, maybe you missed it. But this email will go out to the whole group. Okay. So there are about 400-500 students who have enrolled. So there are 9 sessions. Okay,
right.
Let me just briefly explain for everybody. There are 9 sessions. Okay, so this is session number 2. So like that, 1 through 9 are there. And each session meets once a week. So this session meets every week on Wednesday morning, India time, and Tuesday evening, US time. So whatever session works best for each of you, please join that. It doesn't matter if you have enrolled for session 1. If you find that session 7 works best for you, just notify the teacher and then you can attend that. And like I said last week, after this week, please stick to whatever session works best for you. Okay, the first 2 weeks you can try to attend multiple sessions or multiple teachers, see whose style and preference and the time works best for you, and then stick to that if you can. Of course, things happen and it may not work. So that time you can switch. And the reason I say that is different teachers teach differently, and the sequence may be different. So if you just keep switching back and forth, you may miss certain things. Okay, or you may be listening to the same thing twice in 2 different sessions. And by session, I always mean different teachers. Okay, so Mahodaya, please introduce yourself in Sanskritam.
Mama nama Chandrasekara. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Ajaya. And like I said, we address all the male persons as Mahodaya, and all the female as Bhagini. So just add that whatever. So if I am calling, let's say, Devi Bhagini, I will say, or Arun Mahodaya. Okay, so let's stick to that principle. And
so when I ask you your name, is it correct to say Mahodaya Namakim? Or?
No, just say Bhavatah Namakim.
Okay.
You don't Bhavatah and Bhavatyaha. If you see the screen,
right,
Bhavatah and Bhavatyaha. And I'm speaking to everybody. So Bhavatah is for the masculine gender and Bhavatyaha is for the feminine gender. Okay. So in other languages, maybe there is no differentiation based on gender. But basically, both of these mean aap. In Hindi, if you know aap. So it
yes.
is with respect that we say Bhavatah and Bhavatyah. Okay, let us move forward. So before the class started, somebody asked a question about the ways of saying your name. So we have seen Mama Nama Ajayah. I can also say Aham Ajayah. That means I am Ajay. Okay, my name is Ajay or I am Ajay. Mama Nama Ajayah or Aham Ajayah. It's the same. Or similar. You can say both. So we'll try a little bit of speaking quickly. Aham Ajayah. Aham Adhyapakah. Aham Washington Nagare Vasami. So this is a basic introduction. We are just taking it a little further. Aham Ajayah. Aham Adhyapakah. Aham Washington Nagare Vasami. So Abhishek Mahodaya, can you please introduce yourself in this new method?
Aham Mahodaya. Aham Abhishekah. Aham Guru Gram Nagre Vasami. Aham Chhatrah.
Oh, Uttamam Mahodaya. Very good. Basic. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya.
And the other thing that I forgot last time, if there are family members sitting with you, please let them also speak. Okay? And then after the class, you can talk to yourselves in some and basic Sanskritam, whatever you have learned that day. So that's the best way of learning. Devi Bhagini, can you introduce yourself?
Aham Devi, Aham Bangalore Asam, Bangalore Nagar Asam.
Bangalore Nagare Vasami. Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Dhanyam.
Hemal Maskai.
Namaskar Mahodaya.
Namaste Bhagini. Kinchit Parichayam Dadatu. Please introduce yourself.
Mama Nama Hemala. Aham Hemala. Aham Chhatra. Aham Mumbai Nagare Vasami. Dhanyavad.
Uttamam Bhagini. Chhatra. So that is the other thing which we'll come to. It's good you got it. Chhatraha or Pullinga. If a boy is saying, he'll say, Aham Chhatraha. That is Pullinga. In Strilinge, Aham Chhatra. And we'll see that. Because we covered only the masculine words last week. Dhanyavad.
Mahodaya, Prashna. I also did not get the recording, Mahodaya.
So, after the class, please go and check your email and search for session 2. Okay, and my name is Ajay. So, or you can see for email from me.
Okay.
If you are in the Google group email, then you should get all the... Are you getting other sessions?
Yeah, actually, I just got another session's recording, session 8. Nothing else has come in.
Okay, so maybe you were put into the group a little late, but you'll be getting it from now.
Okay. Thank you. Dhanyavada, Mahodaya.
Excuse me, Mahodaya. Devi here. Even I'm facing the issue, I'm not getting any mails. But I've gotten all the mails from other sessions, but... from you
are interested. Okay, so here's what I would suggest. Whoever doesn't get an email from me by Wednesday US time, that would be Thursday India time, please send me an email if you haven't received an email from me that says class recording and all that. Okay, then okay. I'll make sure that all of you are added to that Google group. But if you are getting from one session, you should get from everybody. So that you might have to search for it. Okay. But if you don't, just send me an email.
Mahodaya, Dushant here. I would like to add something. Same thing happened with me, but when I checked my spam folder, it was in the spam. So for some groups, I was receiving in my regular inbox all the recordings. But for some other groups, it was in the spam or junk inbox.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya. That's a great suggestion, and I should have thought of it myself. Exactly. Yeah. So everybody, please check your other folders also. Junk, spam, whatever else. So because, like I said, if you are getting one session email, you should get everyone. Okay. So, like Mahodaya said, please check spam or junk or maybe even your deleted folder. Maybe it got deleted by mistake or, you know. Okay, we'll try a couple more. Anybody new who has joined, who hasn't introduced themselves yet?
Yeah, I'm the new one. I missed the last time.
Can you speak a bit louder? Okay, Bhagini, introduce yourself. Can the new person introduce yourself?
Dear meeting.
Okay.
Patel.
Saumya Bhagini. Saumya Bhagini, can you please introduce yourself?
Sorry, sir, but I joined late. So if somebody introduces, I'll just listen to them and I'll try.
Okay, so I will tell you. Mama Nama Ajayaha or Aham Ajayaha. Aham Washington Nagare Vasami. Aham Adhyapakaha. So can you say the relevant ones to you? And you can look on the screen. So, like Mama Nama, you can say.
Okay, sir. Mama Nama Saumyaha. Aham Chennai Vasyami. Third one I couldn't get.
Mama Nama Saumya.
Mama Nama Saumya. Aham Chennai Vasyami.
And Chennai Nagare Vasami. Vasami.
Chennai Nagare Vasami.
Samyak, you can say Aham Chhatra or whatever you want to say. That means you are a student. I am Aham Chhatra.
Aham Chhatra.
Okay, dhanyavad Bhagini. And also look at the recording and see, we covered some bhavataha nama kim and all that, how you ask others. So,
Sure.
And then this is saha, eshaha. Okay, we covered all this in the last class.
Okay, I'll go.
Smisha Bhagini, Can you ask the question and say this?
Saha kaha saha parvadaha.
Uttamam. This one?
Saha kaha saha arakshagaha.
Saha
esha.
See here.
Esha kaha esha arakshagaha.
Uttamam Bhagini. Dhanyavada. Please revise. We have to be in touch. Swarna Bhagini. Can you try this one?
Yes.
Long.
Saha.
Long hand.
Hello?
Vadatu. Say.
Saha kaha. Saha danta kurchaha. Saha kaha saha purmaha.
Purmaha. Purmaha. This one.
Eshaha kaha eshaha vrikshaha.
Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
So this is what we saw last class, and we did a quick revision. Aha. Whatever ends with that aha, this is called the visarga. Okay, the akaranta pullinga. They are all mostly pullinga shabdaha. Okay, they are all masculine words. And always you will see mostly, because every rule in Sanskritam usually has some exceptions. So generally we are saying this, but there you could see a word which doesn't fall into this. So that is why this is mostly. Okay. So mostly, and whatever we see now will be masculine. Akaranta pulling. So now this is the neuter gender. So there we saw saha, eshaha and kaha. Okay, so here the equivalent one is tat. So whatever is in the distance, tat. whatever is nearby is etat. And when you want to say what, it is kim. Okay? Tat kim means what is that? Etat kim is also what is this, since it is nearby. Okay? Tat etat. So, not to be confused with saha eshaha. Saha eshaha kaha tat etat kim. And we'll see what the neuter gender words look like. So, tat. Okay? This is the long hand. Tat kim. I'm pointing to the sky and asking Arjun Mahodaya, tat kim? So the answer is tat vimanam. Okay, tat vimanam. Similarly here, Vijayashri Bhagini, can you ask the question and tell the answer?
Tat kim? Tat pustakam.
Tamam. This one?
Tat kim? Tat lokayanam. Lokayanam.
Lokayanam. Can you read the Devanagari, Bhagini?
Yes.
Uttamam. Lokayanam, bus. Or some public transport. Dhanyavad, Bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
Okay, Vishal Mahodaya. Can you unmute and try to ask the question here?
Yes. Tat kim tatta netram.
Tat netram. Tat. Okay, tat. There is a hard...
Okay.
See here, tat. So whenever there is a... This is called the halanta chinna in Sanskrit. Okay, so if that is not there, you can say tat. But once that is there, it is tat.
Okay. Tat.
And this kim. Is kim.
Yes. Tat kim. Tat netram.
And it has another word also, tat nayanam. Tat, you can say nayanam. Either.
Yeah, tat nayanam.
So now this is etat nearby, which I told you, right? Tat and etat, it is similar to saha and eshaha. So whatever begins with a, you can just make a mental note, it refers to something nearby. Saha, eshaha, tat, etat. Try this, Mahodaya.
Etat kim, etat vyajanam.
Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad, Mahodaya.
Mathura Bhagini, Prayatnam Karotu. Can you try this one?
Yeshaha kaha, but it is tat kim.
See, we saw tat and etat.
Etat kim. Etat urkam.
Urukam.
Urukam.
Etat kim. Etat kim. Etat urukam. It is a dirga u. If you you can read Devanagari, Bhagini.
Again, Hindi, if that is the same as Hindi.
The script is called Devanagari. Yeah, so this is U. Okay, Dirga U. Urukam.
Urukam.
And here you can see the transliteration is there. Whenever there is a capital letter, you stretch that letter. Okay, so Urukam.
Urukam, okay.
Try this one.
Saha kaha.
So, saha, saha, ekanimisham bhagini. Saha is for pullinga shabdaha. Okay, so this is a neuter gender, which we saw will be tat and etat. So, for the long hand, it will be tat.
And
what
etat.
Is that?
Okay.
So, this will be what?
Etat kaha.
No, this will be tat kim.
Tat kim.
Tat. What is it?
Tat pushpam.
Pushpam. Tat kim, tat pushpam. Okay? Dhanyavada bhagini.
Yeah.
It takes a little getting used to. So we are very familiar with saha, kaha and saha, eshaha. So this is, we are getting used to now, tat kim and etat kim. So they always go in pairs. Tat kim. You can't say tat kaha. Okay? So saha kaha and tat kim.
Tat kim, okay. Tat kim is for close, etat kim is for far away.
Etat kim is for close by, tat kim is for far away. Nadashree Bhagini, can you try this? So, ekanimisham, I'll... So, tat and etat. Okay, tat is for the long hand. And etat is for the short hand. Can you try?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Etat kim, etat patram, or etat parnam, or etat dalam.
Samyak. This one?
Tat kim, tat jalam.
Uttama. Try one more.
Etat kim, etat vatayanam.
Vatayanam. Uttamam. Danyavada bhagini.
Vatayanam.
So tat etat vatayanam means window. So here you might have seen a common thread. Okay, they all end with am, am, am. So when a word ends with this am, you can 99% say it is a neutral gender. Napunsaka lingam, vimanam, pustakam, lokayanam. Okay, all these are neutral genders. Netram, vyajanam, which is a fan, vyajanam, urukam, pushpam, patram, jalam, and so on. Okay. Agre Prasad Mahodaya, can you try this one?
Etat kim, etat nagaram.
Uttamam Mahodaya.
Tat kim, tat seva phalam.
Samyak. Seva phalam.
Seva phalam.
Phalam. So phalam. It's not pha like pha na pha pha. Okay, in Sanskritum you have to say pha.
Okay, Mahodaya.
Try this one also.
Etat kim, etat draksha phalam.
Uttamam. Dhanyavada. Etat kim, etat draksha phalam. And this one is tat kim, since it is the long hand showing far away object. Tat kim, tat naranga phalam. Uday Mahodaya, can you try this one?
Tat kim tat kadali phalam.
Tat kadali phalam.
Tat kadali phalam.
This one?
Etat kim etat amrafalam. Amrafalam.
Amrafalam. Mahodaya, dhanyavad.
Mahodaya?
Drushant Mahodaya. Drushant Mahodaya.
Tata Bhojanam.
Tata Bhojanam.
Can you say again, Mahodaya?
Tata Kim Tata Bhojanam.
Tat kim, not tat, tat kim.
Tat bhojanam.
Tat kim, tat bhojanam.
Okay. Tat kim.
This one?
Tat payohimam.
So this is a shorthand, something close by.
Etat kim, etat payohimam.
Etat kim, etat payohimam. One more. Try this one.
Tat kim, tat fenakam.
Uttam. Dhanyavad Mahodaya. Dhanyavad. Tat kim, tat fenakam. Mahodaya, anybody there with you?
Yes, I have.
Or when I come to you, if there are other people, please introduce them and have them participate. Okay, let them not sit quiet.
Yes, Mahodaya, I have my wife with me.
Please introduce yourself, Pagini.
Mama Nama Nirali, Aham Chakra. Aham Houston Nagari Vasami.
Uttamam Bhagini. Were you there in the last class also?
Actually, we were not able to attend the class.
Okay, no problem. Try this one.
Etat kim, etat nankam. Nankam.
Nankam. Say again, Bhagini.
Sorry?
Can you repeat?
Yeah. Etat kim, etat nankam.
Uttamam. This one also.
Tat kim, tat upnetram.
Tat kim, tat.
Okay, tat upnetram.
Dhanyavad. So everybody please keep in mind, okay, tat, you have to be very observant of the halant chinna. And halant is like this. So this is upanetram. Don't say upanetrama. Okay, if that line wasn't there, it would be upanetrama. But it is upanetram. Agre.
Namaste Mahodaya.
Namaste Bhagini.
Chanti Bhagini.
Chanti Bhagini.
Aham Chanti Bhagini. Aham Sangeet Adhyapika. Aham Bangalore Nagare Vasami.
Uttamam. Bangalore Nagare Vasami. Okay. Try this one, Bhagini.
Yeah. Tat kim tat bhojana graham.
Tat bhojana graham.
I can read that, Nagini.
Oh, very good. Try this one, Magini.
Tat kim, tat charanam, charanam.
Charanam, uttama.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if people remember, in the last class, we had seen another word for this one. Okay, that was a pullinga word, padaha. Okay, so there you would ask, saha kaha or eshaha kaha. Saha padaha. So, here it is etat. Okay, so you have to start getting familiar with the words and their lingam. Dhanyavada, Bhagini.
Can you say padam?
No.
Okay.
So, and we'll see padam, there are special cases where you can use that, but that is a little advanced, so we'll come to that.
Okay.
Okay, for now the object is called padaha and here it is charanam.
Mahodaya, so padam is pulling and charanam is neuter gender.
Padaha is pulling. Padaha. Not padam, padaha.
Okay.
Pulling. Charanam, like we saw here, is napunsakalinga. Because like I said, it is the word, not the object itself, the word. Okay, so charanam, since it ends with a halanta, like the am. Okay, it will be a napunsakalinga word.
So both mean the same, right? There is no difference.
Yeah, the meaning is the same. It's like a synonym.
Okay.
What you say in English.
Okay, Mahu. Thanya.
Okay. I see Rachana Bhagini Astiva. Are you there? Rachana Shah Bhagini.
Yes. Mama Nama Rachana. Aham Chhatra.
Speak a bit louder, Bhagini. You're
okay.
Very
Mama
faint.
Nama, can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah.
Mama Nama Rachana. Aham Chhatra. Aham Bangalore Nagare Vasami.
Uttamam. Very good. Is this your first class in this session?
No, I was there in the last class.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, okay.
I have a question. So, this masculine and neuter gender, I mean, it doesn't belong to the object like in our other languages, is it? Because you said father.
Yes, yes. It depends on the word.
Okay.
Yeah. So, charanam is a napunsakalinga word, even though it refers to what we call as the foot.
Okay.
And the same foot can be called padaha, but it is masculine word.
Okay.
Can you try this, Bhagini?
Tat kim, tat peshakam.
Tat peshakam. Samyak.
Tat peshakam.
One more. Try this one also.
Tat kim, tat udgrayanam.
Tat udgrayanam. So, even in words, in the letters in the middle of the word also, don't use the halant there unless there is one. So, udagrayanam.
Okay,
that is the right pronunciation.
Grayanam.
So, if we start right, we will build on that. So,
okay.
Pardon me. Please say again, Bhagini.
Tat kim, tat udagrayanam.
Samya. Dhanyavada, Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
अर्जुन महोदय अस्ति वा?
एतत् किम्? एतत् गृहम्?
हा सम्यक्. दिस् वन्?
एतत् किम्? एतत् मिश्राकम्.
हा सम्यक्. एतत् किम्? एतत् मिश्रकम्. धन्यवादः महोदय. एनिबडि वित् यू देर्?
नो.
ओके, धन्यवादः. केन् यू इण्ट्रोड्यूस् युर् सेल्फ् लैक् वाट् वि डिड् टुडे?
ओके.
अहम्
अर्जुनः. अहं छात्रः.
छात्रः.
छात्रः. अहं वाशिङ्ग्टन् डिसि वसामि.
वसामि वाशिङ्ग्टन् नगरे वसामि. वाशे वसामि. ओके.
ओके,
धन्यवादः महोदय.
Ajay Mahodaya, a quick question. Sir?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Vasami or Vasanti, can we say Vasanti? No?
No, no, no. Vasami.
Vasami, okay.
Aham Washington Nagare Vasami.
Oh.
Or Aham Bangalore Nagare Vasami. Aham Chennai Nagare Vasami. And as we go forward, it will become clear why we say like that. But now just assume that is what it is.
Okay. Thank you, Mahoday.
Mahoday, my son would like to share.
Who is this?
Aham Mathura. Mathura. My son is 6 years old. He just wants to introduce himself.
अहं सञ्जय्. अहं वाशिङ्ग्टन् नगरे वसामि.
धन्यवादः.
अहं सञ्जयः. यु केन् से अहं सञ्जयः. अहं छात्रः. भवान् अध्यापकः वा? छात्रः. धन्यवादः. अङ्किता भगिनी, केन् यु इण्ट्रोड्यूस् युर् सेल्फ्?
हां महोदय.
अंकिता और अनिकेत.
अहम अंकिता. अहम बनीशा नगरे वसामि. अहम छात्रा. एतत् मिश्ररक्षकम्.
मिश्रकम्. एतत् किं? पठातु क्वेश्चन्. एतत् किम्?
ओ, एतत् किम्? एतत् मिश्रकम्.
ट्रै दिस् वन्.
एतत् किम्? एतत् व्याकरणम्.
व्याकरणम्. Okay, salt and pepper, they are called Vyagaranam. Dhanyavad. Anybody with you?
Mahodaya. my mother.
Mahodaya. Srilata.
Please introduce yourself, Bhagini.
Aham Srilata. Aham Chatra. Aham San Francisco, Banisha Nagre Vasami.
Haan, uttama. Can you try this one?
Etat, tat kim, tat yutakam.
Uttamam. This one?
Etat kim, etat danta phenakam.
Dhanyavada Bhagini. So please note everyone again, it is danta phenakam. It ends with a halanta. Okay? Tat yutakam.
Tat vyadaranam. So all these words are napunsaka linga words.
Namaste Mahodaya. This is Dhrudat. Actually, we have our parents with us, and I would like my mom to introduce herself just to practice.
Oh, very good. Hey, Bhagini, please introduce yourself.
Aham Usha. Aham Gruhini. Aham Houston Nagre Vasami.
Uttamam. Uttamam. Grihini, you have a new word here. Uttamam. Can you try this one?
Tatakima Relayanam. Tatakima Relayanam.
Bhagini, don't say relayanam, relayanam, okay?
Relayanam.
Try this one. It is a shorthand.
Etat kim vanam.
Etat vanam. Etat vanam. Samyak Bhagini. Dhanyavada. Anybody else there with you, Bhagini?
Yes. I have my wife as well with us.
Let her...
Namaste, Mahodaya.
Namaste.
Aham Palguni. Aham Gruhi. Aham Houston Nagare Vasami.
Uttama. Say this one, Bhagini.
Etat kim, etat vanam.
This one?
Tat kim, tat kankatam.
Uttama. This one?
Etat kim, etat kankanam.
Uttama, Bhagini. Very good. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
You should say dhanyavadaha. Dhanyavadaha.
Mahodaya?
Yes?
Shanti Devi, Bhagini is joining with Sagar and Ramya, two more people.
Okay. If they want to, let them introduce themselves one by one. Hari Om, you want to introduce yourself? Okay. So Nandita Bhagini Astiva? Are you there? Nandita Bhagini?
Namaskar Mahodaya.
Namaste Bhagini. Can you try this one? Or before that, Shamyatam, can you introduce yourself?
Yes. Aham Nandita. Aham Chhatra. Chhatraha. Aham Mumbai Nagare Vasami.
Aham Chhatra. Chhatra.
Okay.
Okay. Can you try this one, Bhagin?
Tat kim, tat patram.
Samyak. This one?
Etat kim, etat saganakam.
Sanganakam. A computer is called Sanganakam. Etat kim, etat Sanganakam. Can you read the Devanagari, Bhagini?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay. Dhanyavada, Bhagini. Okay, so this is like a summary of what we have studied so far. So, aha, if you see the aha, it is the pullinga word, and if it is it is a gender. Okay. So anybody else left to introduce or those who want to talk one by one, if anybody is left?
Namaskara Mahodaya.
Namaste Mahodaya.
Aham Arunaha. Aham Sanskrita Chatraha. Aham Bengalur Nagare Vasami.
Uttama Mahodaya. Can you try this one?
Tat kim tat kangatam. Yetat kim yetat vanam.
Samyak. Dhanyavada Mahodaya.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya.
नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अहं सरला अहं शिक्षिका अहं संस्कृतभाषां पाठयामि ओके ऐ एम् सरला ऐ एम् अ टीचर् ऐ एम् टीचिङ्ग् संस्कृत लेङ्ग्वेज् सो होप्फुली Everybody got introduced to different words. Please revise it. I'm thinking we don't need a revision again today. We'll move forward. So we'll come back to this again if you want next week, the words. But it's good that if you revise at home, we can a little bit cover everything with the syllabus. So we will move forward. We'll look at the face and the different parts on the face. Okay, so if you are not, I think only one or two people last week said they did not understand Devanagari. If somebody is there, just put it in the chat window. Later, I will see who all, and we'll go over the letters and it'll give them information. But this class is mainly for spoken Sanskrit, but slowly we will go with the Devanagari Lipi. That is, if you know like Hindi or Sanskritam, or if you have studied Marathi also, if you have studied any of these, if you in the earlier days in the school also, you have to brush up maybe, but you will know it. Otherwise, we'll give you information, but please put it in the chat window, okay? Otherwise, follow through for these classes. You have the transliteration, so here you can see. Some of them may not be right. One or two places I have seen, they have not transliterated correctly. but usually they are pretty good. So you can just follow along if you don't know the Devanagari. Okay. So this is Vadanam. Vadanam means face. Mukham. Okay. Vadanam. Api Mukham. Okay. Vadanam and also Mukham. They are synonyms. So it's a face. Okay. Part. Mastakam. Okay. This top part is called Mastakam. Okay. Mastakam. Okay. Keshaha. Keshaha means hair. Keshaha. Hair. Lalatam. Lalatam is like a forehead. They have put the arrow, so you know it's a forehead. Okay. Bruhu. Bruhu is eyebrow. So Esha. Esha Bruhu is a Strilinga. So it's a Esha. But for that you don't have to worry too much. Bruhu is a Bruhu. You can just focus on the word itself, Bruhu. Netram, okay. Eye, Karnaha, ear, Mukham, mouth, okay. Nasika, nose, Kapolaha, cheek, Chibakam, Chibukam is a chin, okay. Griva. Griva means this part of the neck. Okay. So, okay. Vadanam, Mukham, Mastakam, this is the head. Keshaha, hair. Lalatam, forehead. Bruhu, eyebrow. Netram, eye or Nayanam, you have seen, right? Nasika, nose. Karnaha, ear. Kapolaha, cheek. Mukham, mouth. Chibukam, chin. Griva, neck. Okay?
So this is the first exception we have seen for the Visarga. Bruhu is used.
Yeah, that is a Bruhu. It's a Ukaranta. That is little advanced, but don't worry about it too much. Okay? Bruhu is a Ukaranta Strilinga Shabda, that is. But we'll go, as we go forward, we'll learn more words and it will become more advanced. So for now, just don't worry too much. Bruhu is eyebrow, okay? Okay, we can practice a bit. Abhishek Mahodaya, can you? Yeah, Shariravayavaha means body part. That's what Shariravayavaha. So that you don't worry too much, but you can start with this one. Start with, just read it out so that we can. Vadanam.
Mukham. Mastakam.
Mastakam. Mastakam, how do you call it when you are pointing out to head? How do you point out?
The upper part of the head.
Yeah, what do you say? Like we practiced, right? If you are pointing out, if it is somebody is standing further and you are looking at the head of somebody.
Tat mastakam.
Uttamam. So tat, because it's a neuter gender, right? Napunsakalinga shabdaha. Uttamam mahodaya. Dhanyavada. Ankita, can you take the next one here? I'm pointing out. Can you read?
Keshaha?
Keshaha. What is this?
Keshaha. hair.
Yeah. What I meant was Keshaha means how do you point out? How, when you are pointing at hair, what do you say?
It's a Saha.
Haan, Saha is good. Saha Keshaha. Okay, Saha Keshaha is hair. Lalatam is forehead. So what do you say?
Etat lalatam.
Tat or etat lalatam. Uttamam. Dhanyavadam, bhagini. So, Arjun, next one, you can say, you can take the
netra. Bruhu. Tat bruhu.
No, esha, because it's a bruhu, esha bruhu. But next one, netram, do the netram.
Okay. Tat netram.
Uttamam. Next one.
Tat karnaha.
Karna. Tat, not tat, right? It's a karnaha. So what will be when you are pointing out?
It would be saha. I mean, eshaha karnaha.
Nearby, if it is nearby, esha karna. When you are pointing out your own, maybe esha. When you are pointing a little further, saha. Uttamam, Mahodaya. Dhanyavada. Arun Mahodaya.
Tat kim? Tat mukham.
Uttamam. This one.
Tat kim? Tat chibukam.
Chibukam. Chibukam means it's a chin.
Chin.
So, do this.
Yeshaha kaha? Yeshaha kopala.
Kapolaha. Okay.
Kapolaha. Yeshaha kaha? Yeshaha kapolaha.
Uttamam mode. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada bhagini.
Devi bhagini. Can you start with that top one?
Mukham. Esha kaha, esha dhantaha. Tat,
adharaha. You can say adharaha.
Adharaha. Tat, esha kaha, esha adharaha.
Jivva is a Sreelinga Shabda. We did not do it yet. But a Jivva is tongue. Jivva.
Okay.
So, Oshtau means the two lips. Oshtau also. Yeah, you can say Oshtau. So, upper lip and lower. So, that's
okay.
For now, we don't have to worry. But it's just an introduction to different words.
Okay.
धन्यवाद ध्रुदत् कैन यू रीड देवनागरी
Namaste, Bhagini.
Namaste.
Yes, I can read.
Can you see the cursor? Just
yes. Deha.
Dehaha.
Dehaha. Shariram.
Shariram. So, in Sanskrit, be careful about the pronunciation. It's very important. Okay? So deha, this is called dirgha, right? Shariram. So you have to stress shariram. And when shariram. There is a dirgha, deha. Okay, it takes some time, it takes practice, but try to just repeat and say correctly. Okay, then another. Then this one.
Eshah.
Naam.
Paraha.
Purparaha. Okay, purpara. If sometimes if you cannot guess, just go to the transliteration. Okay. So when you see this, right, it's Refa. It's called Refa. Ar comes, then you have to say purparaha. Ra will come in the middle. Purparaha. Okay. So that's how it is pronounced. For the elbow. Dhanyavada Mahode.
Namaste Bhagini. Skandha. Esha Skandha.
Next one.
Vakshaha Sthalam.
How will you point out Vakshasthalam?
Etat Vakshasthalam.
Vakshasthalam. Etat Vakshasthalam. Uttamam Bhagini. Dhanyavada. Drushant Mahodaya, Astiva, are you there?
Namaste Bhagini.
Namaste. Read the top one, Mahodaya.
Hastaha. Esha Hastaha.
Esha Hastaha. Esha Hastaha. It's the hand, okay. Karamulam.
Karamulam. Etat Karamulam.
Uttamam. Udaram.
Udaram. Etat Udaram.
Dhanyavada Mahat.
Dhanyavada.
So Bahuhu means shoulder. Okay. Bahuhu. Like arm here, sorry. Bahu means this arm here, the way they are pointing. And Nabihi means the navel region. Okay. Dhanyavada.
Namaste Bhagini. This is Drudat. I have my father with us and he would like to try.
Yeah, okay. He can introduce himself first.
Aham Mahendra. Mahendra. Aham Karya Kara.
Uttamam.
Aham Yushtan Nagare Vasami.
Uttamam Mahodaya. Dhanyavada. Patativa, if you can read Devanagari, you can try this.
Hastaha.
Uttama.
Nakham. Nakham.
Nakham.
Etat Nakham.
Uttam. Uttam. Hastaha. How will you say Hastaha?
Saha Hastaha.
Saha Hastaha. Uttama. Saha or Eshaha Uttam. Uttama Mahodaya. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
Bhagini, can we go to previous slide once?
Yes.
Yes. Karamulam means it is fist, is it? Or is it palm?
Yeah, it's palm. They are trying to say it's palm. Yes, not the fist.
Okay.
Fist is usually mushti. Maybe it's mushti. Mushti.
Okay.
Yeah, Karamulam is inside palm.
And in the previous one, the Danta slide, the previous one.
Yeah.
Adhara is also lips and Aushto is also lips.
Yeah, because I try to avoid this because we haven't covered. It's like two, right? Lips. So it's trying Oshtaha. Oshtau means two. So that's... in Sanskrit, there is a thing called Dvivachana. Ekavachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana. So that's why they have given Oshtau. So I just try to avoid it. But yeah. Because we haven't covered it. Next, I don't want to put everything in one day. That's why I did not mention it. But yeah, for your reference, yeah. Okay?
Okay, but...
Harish Mahodaya, Astiva, are you there?
Namaste, Bhagini.
Namaste. Patatu, please read the topic.
Krishaha Padaha. Asti. Eshaha Uruhu.
Uruhu. उत्तमं महोदय धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः भगिनि
हेमल् केन् यु ट्रै द नेक्स्ट् वन्
सः सः कपालः
नेक्स्ट् वन्
एतत् जानु
जङ्घा
अहं प्रश्न पृच्छामि
प्रश्नं पृच्छामि पृच्छतु
वै इस् इन् द बाडी पार्ट्स् सम् नपुंसक् एण्ड् सम् पुल्लिङ्गः
या दट्स् वाट् वी आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु एक्स्प्लेन् इट् डजन्ट् इट् डिपेण्ड्स् आन् द सौण्ड् आफ् द वर्ड् रैट् This is a good example. Padaha. Right? When you get that aha, that is a pullinga shabda. It depends on the sound, not the object or whatever. It's not like that usually. Charanam you are seeing, right? When you are there, usually it's the napunsakalinga shabda. Padaha. It's the pullinga shabda. That's it. Usually then we haven't covered the srilinga, but there akaranta, like Sarala, Mala, okay? So, Jangha, all that will be Srilinga Shabda. That will cover next time. Yeah. So, it depends on the rule. So, now you can remember the ending. Aha, A, Am, right? So, depending on that, you know it's a Srilinga Shabda, Pullinga Shabda, Napunsakalinga Shabda. Okay? That you can
remember.
Yeah, sure. मथुरा भगिनि पठतु
भगिनि हृदयं तत् किं तत् हृदयं एषः कः एषः कण्ठः
Mastishkam. So you have to say it out loud, everybody. Even though you are on mute, if you are on mute, just say it out loud. Okay, you have to say it, don't just be quiet, then the pronunciation will be clear, right? Kantaha. We are not used to saying the visarga, right? With visarga, so it gives you a good exercise. So you are on mute, whoever is participating, they will read, but you also say it to yourself. Okay, say it out loud, so you'll get good practice of pronunciation and the word itself, because we are, even though hopefully everybody has one Indian language as their mother tongue, you might use all these words in kind of a form, you might use it, but the way you pronounce is very important, so please say it out loud. Okay, dhanyavada bagini.
Dhanyavada bagini.
Nadashri bagini agrimam. Etat eva karotu. Patatu, read this same thing.
Tatkim, tathridiyam. Next. Okay. Saha kaha, saha kantaha.
Kantaha, neck.
Kantaha. Etat kim or tat kim, tat mastishkam.
Mastishkam, okay, brain. Dhanyavada bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
Nandita bhagini.
Yes.
पठतु अत्र.
एतत् अस्ति. कपालः. तत् कपालः.
इट्स् अ पुल्लिङ्गशब्द, रैट्? सो सः और् एषः.
सः कपाल. ओके. सः कपालः. सः पादः.
धन्यवादः भगिनि.
धन्यवादः महोदय.
प्रसाद् महोदय. पठतु अग्रिमं, पठतु नेक्स्ट् वन्.
सः
जङ्घा. जङ्घा, जङ्घा. सो जस्ट् रीड्, वी हेवन्ट् कवर्ड् सीलिङ्ग् एट् नेक्स्ट् क्लास् विल् कवर् जङ्घा. जस्ट् रीड् इट् वेन् यु हेव् दट् आकारान्त. जङ्घा. नेक्स्ट् वन्.
जङ्घा सः गुडः.
तच्चरणं. धन्यवादः महोदय.
जङ्घा इस् दट् लेग् पोर्शन् दट् थै आर् इस् इट् दट्
या दट्स् वाट् ऐ थाट् महोदय. ऐ विल् दट्स् एक्साक्ट्लि ऐ थाट् सम टैम् ऐ वी डिन्ट् मेक् दिस् स्लैड् समटैम्स् यु वुड् सी सम वेरियेशन्. Yeah, you are that's why I also got confused, but I will look it up and next class I'll clarify, okay? I don't know why it's shown there. Maybe that and, I'll...
And Guta is the ankle or is it heel?
Guta is ankle. Ankle is kind of both. Heel also they use. I have seen, yeah. Guta, usually they use heel more there, yeah.
Heel. Okay, okay.
But sometimes I have seen those arrows, they are not correct sometimes. So we have to bear with it, but I'll clarify those two, okay?
Okay.
Dhanyavada. Dhanyavada for pointing that out.
Yeah.
In Bhagini, for Dhanyavadaha, we always say Dhanyavadaha, even if it is masculine or feminine.
Even yeah, you are not addressing anybody, right? Dhanyavadaha means, thank you. Dhanyavadaha okay. Is a pullinga shabda. That's why you say Dhanyavadaha.
And if a lady, a female has to say thank you, then it is also Dhanyavadaha only, is it?
Yeah, Dhanyavadaha. That is a word. You are saying to anybody, it doesn't matter. It's a word that matters. Okay. You will get it, Maude. I know it's kind of in the first few classes, it's confusing. But just practice whatever we are saying. You ask questions, that's fine. But just keep go along with it and practice. It will get clearer and clearer. Okay. First few classes, it will be a little bit. It comes by practice. Okay. Then.
Okay.
Okay, so hopefully we all had some good practice. So this is the Abhyasa Pustakam, okay? And hopefully all of you have a copy by now. And please refer to this after the class and try to do the exercises given here. Okay, so this is the Mama Nama Bhavatyaha Nama that we covered. And so this is what I meant. Just try to write here. So it is good practice for those who are learning the script and those who, you know, want to get more familiar with the words and the language itself. It's always good to read and write as well as speak. Okay, the primary aim is speaking, but it's good to learn to read and write also. So here we saw. Right, Eshaha and Saha. Eshaha Balakaha Saha Vriddaha. So please try to fill these also at home. Eshaha Saha. Okay. Okay, and this is the Strilinga which we'll see in the next class. So Esha. So here it is Eshaha and Saha. So it will be Esha and Sa. Okay. So we'll just look at this and we'll go in detail in the next class. Esha Sita Sa Sandhya. So here you can see for Strilinga it's mostly A. Akaranta Strilinga, these are called Balika, Vriddha, or Ekaranta also Strilinga, like Nalini, Savitri, Madhavi. So all those are Ikaranta Srilinga and Akaranta Srilinga. So we'll be exposed to more words next week. Okay, so it'll be Esha Sa. And this one we have seen, Etat and Tat. Nearby is Etat, Tat is a little far away. And it's good to look at this also, so you will get more words and improve your vocabulary. Okay, so if you look at it, etat chatram tat phalam. So try to read these. And it gives a nice summary here. So Mathura Bhagini, can you read this? So that we all get a little more clearer.
Yeshah. Esha, etat, kah, ka, kim.
This one also.
Sah, sa, tat.
Dhanyavada. So all these will go together. So Esha kah, sah kah. Esha ka, sa ka. Etat kim, tat kim. So if you go along, you will see that the patterns will be very similar. You won't say Esha kaha. It will be always Esha ka. Etat kim, not Etat ka. You will never say that. Etat kim or tat kim. Okay, by the ending of the word, it has to be the similar one.
Mahode, can I ask a question?
Yes, Bhagini.
Esha ka be depending on the object, I mean, will be depending on the word of the answer. Like either it is Esha ka or Esha kaha will always be dependent on the word of the answer.
Right, right. Esha kaha or Esha ka.
Thank you. Dhanyavada.
So if you are not clear, so then the next question comes, what if I don't know the gender? So in Sanskritam, the default rule you can use is use the pullinga. Okay, like you don't know if you are looking at a masculine, feminine or neutral object. Just say eshah kaha or sah kaha. Then the answer will make it clear.
Perfect.
But generally you will know, this is just an exception I'm saying. Okay, so this exercise also we'll leave it for next week. But please look at the Abhyasa Pustakam and start getting familiar with that also. So whatever we are covering in class, you know, it's all given here also. It's good to do these exercises, at least initially.
Excuse me, Ajay Mahodaya.
I'm Bhagini.
I ordered the book. It doesn't come. They say it's 15 days or 20 days.
Did you order the, which one, Bhagini, you ordered? You can also get the electronic copy, depending on what you want. The hard copy, it should come.
I thought a hard copy would be easier for me, so I heard of that one. I ordered last week. Still, that is, nothing happened. It looks like they take more than 20 days.
Where did you order it from?
USA.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to bear with it.
Okay. So it will be this whatever you show today, the homework, it will be on the, when you send the email, it should be there.
Yeah. So when you click on the recording link, you can see that this will be there.
I can try to write it, and how I can send it to you, that homework, we have to send it to you.
Yeah, for now you just practice at home. After the next class, then I will have you send it in to me.
Okay,
so I will give the directions for that.
Okay then. Thank you, Mahoriya.
Yeah, and for now we will not have any WhatsApp or Telegram groups. We'll just keep it to email. As it is, there are too many groups, so it becomes difficult to keep track of all of them. So unless there is an absolute necessity, we will not do that.
Oh, okay.
How that works.
Okay.
Okay, one more thing is, if I don't think there are many people who don't know Devanagari, but I will send a general email for Devanagari. Please practice from slide one also, like if you don't even know how to, the direction of writing, it's in the first recording slides, and the slides are also attached in the side of the recording, right, on that slide of slides are recorded, recording is, link is on the left side, right side it is attached. So you can see the slides also, what were covered in the class. So there it is shown the how to write exactly shown in the slides. So practice that. But I'll try to send some information on how to start writing, like YouTube videos. I think I have some to start. Also, if you want that, I will send a general email, so whoever don't know can use it. That also will do.
Okay, Dhanyavada. We are at the end of time, so let's say the Prarthana and end for today. And also, if you have any questions, you can email me if you have any specific questions. I'll try to respond. Otherwise, we can answer them at the beginning of next class. Okay, Shanti Mantra. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Dhanyavada. And before you leave, there was a link I had sent for some of the songs that we didn't cover last week. So hopefully you listen to that. If you haven't, please try to listen. So this is one of those songs. Surasa Subodha Vishwa Manognya. Look at my first email. The links are there. Okay, so this is a very good song. Okay, so we'll meet next week. Agrima Saptahe Milamaha.
धन्यवाद महोदय।